Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. We will discuss today the benefits and the limitations of fear. When Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord in his fearful form, he said that actually I am not afraid of this form, which is so tremendously frightening, but I am afraid of conditioned life. Here are his words. O Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I am afraid of the intolerable and ferocious cycle of birth and death. I am thrown into the association of devouring demons and bound by the reactions of my past deeds. O insurmountable Lord, when will you call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, the ultimate goal for liberation? Let us look at the circumstances in which this prayer was pronounced. When the Lord had appeared and disposed of Hiranyakashipu, he was so ferociously angry that the demigods dared not to approach, because he was absorbed in divine anger. Even Lakshmi couldn't approach the Lord, although she was requested to do so by the demigods. She said she had never seen such an astonishing form before. Finally, when everyone saw that Lord Nrisimhadev's anger couldn't be pacified, Brahma requested Prahlad to go forward and appease the angry Lord Nrisimhadev. As soon as little Prahlad came near to the Lord and prostrated himself at the soles of his lotus feet, Lord Nrisimhadev became overwhelmed with affection for him. He raised Prahlad and then placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand creates fearlessness to those whose minds are afraid of the snake of time. Still, as we heard from Prahlad's prayer, the devotee Prahlad was not just satisfied. He had some caution towards the material energy, and therefore he said to the Lord, I'm not afraid of anything, but I'm afraid to this condition of material existence, when I'm thrown into this world bound by the reactions of my past karma. When, O Lord, will you say enough and call me to the shelter of your lotus feet? There is a place for fear in spiritual life. I remember how Srila Prabhupada said to us, my only criticism of my disciples is that they are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. Prabhupada writes about this, the place of fear in bhakti, in the 10th canto, chapter 2, the purports to text 8. He says, because a devotee is clear-minded, he understands, because I'm associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me. Therefore, he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. And Prabhupada gives an example of Mother Devaki, who was constantly afraid of Kamsa. And he says, symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed. These are the six enemies: lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. And Prabhupada continues a little later, when a devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. In other words, healthy fear used in spiritual life makes us detached from becoming entangled in Maya. Now we all agree that someone who as his main and only and constant emotion has fear, he will not be able to develop something like love and gratitude. Instead, he will become withdrawn. In the beginning of spiritual life, and from time to time, it's good to see the problems which come from material association. You know, when someone starts his spiritual life and he is still hopeful to enjoy a materialistic living, he will never give up what is harmful to his spiritual progress. Then, this feeling of fear, or frustration, or disillusionment needs to be replaced with studying the scriptures and applying the process which helps us to move on. But finally, after seeing the illusion of material existence and being afraid of becoming more entangled, and after studying and knowing the process, there's something else that needs to come. And that is a genuine spiritual experience. We heard that when Prahlad Maharaj was raised by Lord Narsingadev, the Lord placed his hand on his head in order to grant him fearlessness. Prahlad always remembered that. He said in one of his prayers, "O Lord, where am I who was born in a family of asuras full of passionate ignorance? What is to be said of your causeless mercy, which was never offered even to Brahma, Shiva, or Lakshmi? That is, that you never put your hand on their heads, but you placed your merciful lotus hand upon my head and made me the greatest, although I'm so low." This gesture of the Lord, where he grants his devotee a genuine spiritual experience to make him fearless and also completely detached, is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this blessing in the Mayapur, in the lecture in which he gave on February 26th, 1977 in Sridham, Mayapur. So he says, as Narsingadev touched the head of Prahlad, immediately you can have that same facility. What is that facility? How? Nrisimhadev is not here. Krishna is not here. No, he is there. And then Prabhupada speaks that the Lord is present in the form of his holy name. So he then says, so stick to the holy name of Krishna. You'll get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj got by direct touch of the lotus palm of Nrisimhadev. There's no difference. Always think like that. That as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. Then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj. Now this is obviously a special type of chanting. It is something which I'd like you to try out. It is simply this. When you sit down to chant, chant with an awareness that Krishna is there, that Krishna hears you. From your mouth, the sound vibration goes into the ear and the heart of the Lord. Then there is a connection. Then there's a relationship. Then there is a sambandha in which the Lord will reveal himself affectionately. As Prabhupada says in another lecture, simply by chanting the name, you will feel the form of Krishna. Here is Krishna. Here are the qualities of Krishna. Oh, Krishna has so many qualities. He is so kind. He is so magnanimous. So many qualities you will remember. And then his pastimes. All these things will be remembered. That is the factual perfection of chanting. Chant in sambandha. Try to just see yourself as a servant of Krishna, who is now finally waking up from light years of forgetfulness and approaches Krishna in a sincere way, and he will respond. Yes, he will respond in just the way that is perfect and necessary for you. Thank you very much. I will talk more about these amazing insights of Prahlad Maharaj. So see you in the next Above the Clouds.